Good evening, everyone. Welcome to the Sunday night AdvoCare Business Opportunity Call. My name is Ian Kieber. My wife, Allison, and I are Diamond Distributors coming from Austin, Texas. And we are just so excited that you would spend your Sunday evening tuning in to hear what AdvoCare may be for you and your family. So I'm excited that we have some wonderful stories of champions who have used these products themselves and who have also decided to invest their time into building an AdvoCare business. And they're going to come on here this evening and share their stories that maybe that'll turn a light bulb on for you. Hopefully you're going to be listening with a pen and a pad of paper. You're going to be hearing the stories tonight, and you're going to be reflecting on what AdvoCare might do for you over the second half of 2016, moving into 2017. So somebody's invited you here tonight for a specific reason. I don't know what that is, but hopefully you will find that and hear that in these stories. So we're going to get right to it. I want to invite my good friend, Rodell Razor, who is going to come on the phone and share his story with you now. Rodell, go ahead and take it away.
Thanks, Ian. I appreciate it. Again, my name is Rodell Razor. I'm in the Phoenix, Arizona area. And my story started about 2 years ago. I was working about 75 hours a week in corporate America. I found myself about $70,000 in debt. And I saw a buddy of mine who was sharing AdvoCare, earning a great income, and helping a lot of people. So I jumped right on products. And I lost 3 pounds of fat. I gained 6 pounds of muscle in my first 24 days. My wife, she lost 25 pounds in 3 months. And we just started sharing the products with people. We were excited about what it was doing for us, how it was helping other people. Just this year alone, AdvoCare helped us pay off over thousands of dollars in debt, and it's completely replaced my wife's full-time income. And that's really where it's helped us create more for our children. You know, we have two little ones, and to be able to have my wife at home, you know, pouring into them, we're able to take them out of daycare. And, you know, AdvoCare really helped us in three main areas, and AdvoCare can help just about any family in one of these three areas. The first one was health. It helped us get control of our health. We had more consistency, tracking our meals, taking the products, getting the results. The other area is money. You know, it helped us pay off debt and pursue debt freedom. And then the third one was time, because you can always lose more weight. You can always make more money, but you can't create more time. And AdvoCare has kind of given us that opportunity to create more time with our kids and contribute to the things that we're most passionate about. And so we knew that we had to change some things and make some adjustments, both in our physical lives and being more active and watching what we put into our bodies and being conscious of that. But we also had to change the way we looked at our time in our life. And the problem with change as we grow in this business and helping families is we know that change is hard because most people overestimate the value of what they have and they underestimate the value of what they may gain by giving that up. And so for us, giving up things like, you know, watching TV in the evening so that we can share the opportunity with people, it helped us get some momentum financially. And getting control of our personal finances, it just really helped us grow as a family, grow closer to one another. And we find, you know, within ourselves, we didn't know how good, you know, the new was until we were willing to let go of the old. And so we're really passionate about helping other families. You know, it's created time freedom for our family to really teach our kids what we want them to know and to take them out of environments where it's uncontrollable. While they're still young, they're 3 and 1 years old, and we're able to teach them and have them be close and learning together, growing as brothers and as we grow as a family. So we're just so thankful for what the opportunity and what the products have done for our lives, for our family's lives, and for the lives that we've been able to touch through using AdvoCare as a business opportunity. Thank you, Ian. I appreciate your time, and I'm going to hand the call back to you.
Absolutely, Rodell. Thank you so much for coming on and sharing. And you know what, for those of you that are listening out there, I hope that you heard some of the keys that Rodell had mentioned. Obviously, the products worked, which led to a business opportunity that has allowed him to pay off debt and have more time freedom. And that's really the case with what AdvoCare is that you invest time in your business to buy some time back. So thank you so much, Rodell, for coming on and sharing. I want to kick it back over to Phoenix again, to the Phoenix area, where my friend Matt Woodall is going to come on and share his story. Matt, take it away, bud.
Thank you, Ian. You know, our story with, I mean, how do you follow up on Riddell? Oh, I love that guy. I love his family. What a beautiful thing that he's doing out here in Arizona, and we get to do a lot of things with him. But for us, we were not looking for an opportunity. My wife Molly and I, we needed to kind of reset, and so we did a 24-day challenge together. I lost 22 pounds. Felt great. You know, that tight tone feeling was back. We were excited. Molly lost 9 pounds and several inches, and you know, we enjoyed getting a discount. We kind of high-fived and laughed at each other and said, hey, this stuff's amazing. This is great. And so we were just so excited to be able to use products and get a discount. But we weren't looking for the opportunity. You know, my wife was a teacher. I'm a firefighter here in Arizona and absolutely love what I get to do. And so that opportunity wasn't necessarily something that we were looking for at the time. And, man, I'm so thankful that my best friend didn't stop sharing it with me, though, because he's the one that introduced us to these products. And so when my wife got pregnant with our second son, she decided that she wanted to quit teaching and be a stay-at-home mom. And so I, as a firefighter, we all have second jobs or seem to do something on the side. And so on my 4 days off, I would go work for tips at a hotel in Scottsdale. And, you know, I would come home, and it went from Molly being able to be a stay-at-home mom to her being a single mom. And then when the baby was born, we found out that he needed open-heart surgery. And this was really that line in the sand that you guys hear. And for us, it took this line in the sand, this life event, for me to really stop and reevaluate what was happening. And, you know, before, when I thought just I would work, I'm a man, I can take care of my family, I'll take care of my wife and our boys. And now that there's this illness that needed to get fixed and the stress of it all, and it's a very humbling feeling to have your dream job, to have the, you know, I always wanted to be a firefighter. And I had my dream job, but to watch my wife crying from stress and from fear, and to watch her trying to pay the bills and wondering if there was enough money in our bank account. And I was gone all the time. It was one of those things that just wasn't working for us. And so I remember calling my best friend who was making significant money that I thought was, hey, you know, he's doing this thing. And so I called him and said, you know, Mike, if I can make $500 a month doing this business, I know the products are great, but if I can do this, I'll quit the hotel and be home with my family. And so he showed me a plan. He showed me the system that was in place. And all he was doing, I was just doing it down here. He was in Washington. And so I was able to do it in Arizona and get, you know, introduce people to the products and very share with a purpose and with intention. And so we did that. And so we hit the ground running. And now 4.5 years later, we continue to grow this business. The best part about our story is our little guy Paxton is our little miracle. He had open heart surgery at 4 months old. And not only does Molly get to be home with our boys, but Paxton is completely healthy and full of energy and just our pride and joy. And to watch him do things and grow and know that I would have missed some of those opportunities if I was not open to this business. And so to see this opportunity grow and explode and really to completely replace Molly's teaching salary by helping people, by sharing this opportunity, and I'm so thankful that my friend just shared with courage and continued to share with us when I said I wasn't interested. But he knew we loved the products. He knew we had great results. And so that's why I just want to encourage you to listen to these stories and say, hey, if you can see, that's not for me. Or maybe you see yourself, if I can make $500 a month, that's a car payment or a house payment or whatever it might be. That might be groceries. But whoever invited you onto this call, get back with them because they care about you. And they're sharing it because they see something in you. And so I thank you guys so much for the opportunity, and we just love being able to share and speak life into people and know that this is a real opportunity that can help you too. And so we want to thank you. I'll kick it back over to Ian. God bless you guys. Thank you so much.
Wow, Matt, thanks so much for sharing your heart on this call, and I know that that story will ring true to so many others out there. I know that statistics show that the majority of Americans are not happy with what they do. You know, a lot of families are dropping kids off of daycare out of necessity because they have to both work. And with AdvoCare, it can create that part-time income that allows you to start making other choices and have more options in life. And just thanks so much for coming on again and sharing. So I want to kick it over to California now, where we've got a champion couple, David and Gina Nelson, that are going to come on and share. And I believe Gina's here to share this evening. Gina, why don't you go ahead and take it away and tell us your story.
Thank you so much, Ian. I'm very excited and I'm just blessed for the opportunity and wow, to follow such amazing stories for you two gentlemen, Rodell and Matt. But AdvoCare found me in January 2013. I was just a tired working mom. I was working 50 hours a week. I was drinking a pot of coffee a day just to try to keep up with my daily schedule. I was coming home to two kids that were in competitive sports, and I was just really looking for some energy. I was working out a lot. I wasn't really getting the best results from my workout. So, you know, when somebody introduced Advocare, I said, I need energy, and I think dropped a few pounds. You know, and so I started with some products. In the first 24 days, I lost 7 pounds and 7 inches, but my energy went through the roof. And I just couldn't believe how awesome I felt. I was like almost 40, and I felt like I was in my 20s. And Dave, you know, got on some products. He dropped 10 pounds, 6.5 inches, and we just did the products work. And financially, we were able to just get ourselves to the 40% because that just made sense. We had kids that were playing competitive sports, and we knew they'd be taking products too. So 40% was where we wanted to start. We went on to continue a product, and I actually dropped 10% body fat. And Dave went from 18.5% to 12.5%, which was pretty amazing. But the business was introduced to us, and I'll tell you, I mean, I had so much pride and so much ego in my corporate career. Both of us had six-digit salaries. Money didn't appear to be something that we needed. We were working crazy long hours, but so was everybody else in our friend network, and so we didn't really know any different. We were really lacking the time, though. But we said, you know, kind of no to the opportunity. But there was something about the culture of Advocare that just really captivated me. It was so positive. It was something different than anything I had ever seen in 20 years in corporate America. And I found myself just, you know, getting to events. And one day my good leader, Lindy Haskins, says, you just got to get to a success school out in Dallas Cowboys Stadium. And on a leap of faith, hopped on a plane. I went out to success school. And it was there that I was truly humbled to what the opportunity that I was so afraid to look at actually had available, because I saw couples on stage that day that were absolutely in love with each other. These couples had gone through amazing adversity. They had overcome debt. They had overcome addictions and all these things, and I was completely humbled because I had never seen transparency like that. And these couples were chasing the dream together, and it was like the white elephant in my four walls was just completely opened up, and I was awakened to the fact that what lived inside the Nelson house wasn't really pretty. And it was that day that I looked at it and I thought, God, Dave and I were driving, we were going different directions. Our lives had gotten so busy that we barely saw each other. Dave had been a partier. He was a huge drinker. And as time went on, he started drinking more and more. And the more Dave drank, the more I didn't want to be around him. And that was really just killing our marriage. And I had gotten to a place where I was so angry, just so angry with him. Just because he got to have all the fun, I was spinning 1,000 plates, and I was trying to keep this huge secret of what life looked like inside the Nelson house from everybody else. And I was so mad at this bitter person that I had really become, because that wasn't who I was. I wasn't this angry person, and when I looked at myself in the mirror, I didn't even know me anymore. But you know, mostly I think the hardest part for me was that I had to reconcile the fact that I grew up in a home with an alcoholic family, and I promised myself that my kids would never be raised in that house. And yet here I was trapped, I was stuck, I was paralyzed, I could not move forward, and I didn't know what to do until one day my 14-year-old looked me in the eye, and my little girl said, Mom, what are you doing? And it was that day that I drew the line in the sand, and I started to get busy, and I started sharing Advocare. I had no idea that Dave was going to come with me. I thought we were headed towards a divorce, but I started sharing. And the first year, we paid off $17,000 in debt, and life started changing for us. People started believing in me before I believed in myself, and Advocare started paying us over $1,000 a month, and it got us to leadership, and it got us in front of the culture of Advocare. And through that, my husband, David, he started coming to events, and he started to see, you know, what Advocare actually was all about, and he started to see the men of Advocare, and it was the fact that the men of Advocare were becoming more. And over time, that just marinated on us, and our marriage was starting to get better. But I think the defining moment was when Dave heard a message from a man that said, leadership starts in your own four walls. And on May 26, 2015, we'll call that decision day for Dave, because he woke up that morning with the strongest message that said, life has to change. And that man gave up a 30-year drinking habit and became a leader in our household for the first time. And that day, everything changed. And our marriage started to expand, our world expanded, blessings just started coming into our lives, we became attractive as a couple, people were joining our team, the excitement was exciting, and our marriage was being restored. And in 2016, we celebrated our 20-year anniversary, and it was the first vacation in 20 years with this man that he was sober. And I can't even tell you the value that Advocare has in our life because of that. But the financial benefits have allowed us to do so much more, we were able to say yes in June when we got invited to Punta Mita, Puerto Vallarta, to be able to go with amazing Advocare champions and just be around the culture, and our kids got to see that. And we got to go to Cabo and share more memories and build more time with our kids, because in 8 days, our son Eric is leaving for the Army, and it's a realization that he's never going to come back and live under our roof again. And so I'm so blessed that we've had the opportunity to build that time and to show him that, that our yes is attached to so many lives, and the more lives that have been attached to us, that is just how Dave and I actually earn a trip, an all-expense-paid trip to Aso Island in Hawaii at the end of this year. And we are so blessed by Advocare. It has absolutely changed our life. We are 100% all in with what the opportunity has done. It has expanded our vision. And now the time freedom that I've never had, I've been able to decide and make a decision to bring myself home from a full-time job and cut back to part-time so that I can create some more time in our life. I can spend the next 2 years with our daughter before she graduates from high school, be on the front line of her life. And we are just so excited. We are hungry. We are breaking down the walls in people's lives, and we're helping to repair marriages and helping finances. And there's so much out there, so many more people that need to be blessed by this opportunity. So we're on fire for Advocare. And Ian, just thank you for letting me share my heart. I am just so blessed by your guys' yes.
Thank you so much, Gina, for coming on and sharing your heart as well. And for all of those who are listening, I hope you could hear the passion in all of these stories that have come out tonight, that the products are world-class and they work. They lead to amazing results when you use them properly. The income that you can earn as a part-time business leads to debt freedom, and the culture of Advocare that promotes leadership, personal development, and personal responsibility. It's a win-win all around. And so thank you, Gina, for sharing your story. I'm going to dive back into our story. My name again is Ian Kieber. My wife, Allison, and I are Diamond Distributors. We were introduced to Advocare in May of 2009 at a time in our life. If you remember back in 2009, we were in a stressful economic time here in the country, and my job as a mortgage broker, my income had been cut by 70%, and we were facing foreclosure on our home. My wife was working 60 hours a week in property management, and our daughter was being raised by daycare. We jumped on a 24-day challenge, and things started to change for us physically. I dropped 22 pounds of fat in 24 days. My wife, Allison, lost 16 pounds and 12 and a half inches in 24 days, and both of us had amazing energy that was attractive to other people. People around us started asking us, what are y'all doing? How are you getting these results? So we started to share Advocare very casually, not fully intending on doing the business, but a check showed up at our doorstep for $36. And I thought, well, that's neat. Maybe we could share with more people and have our own products paid for. Our next check was over $360, and things continued to progress from there. It wasn't until I attended Advocare Success School in January 2010 that we really committed to building this business on a part-time basis. When we'd lost our home, we'd moved in with my father-in-law on his ranch out in Montana, and I was working in a construction job. And we decided to pour into this business part-time once we saw the ability to use the Advocare business opportunity to be able to design our life the way we wanted it instead of leaving our circumstances up to other people. And so we went to work on January 21st, 2010, started being intentional, very part-time, and our second month we earned over $7,400. That income was life-changing for us and allowed us to really see a bigger vision of what Advocare could be. And we knew that consistency with the products was helping us in our health. We knew that if we continued to share the message of Advocare with others, that soon we would have options in life and be able to have life on our terms as well. And so our first year, the income we earned from Advocare allowed my wife to be a stay-at-home mom while I continued to go to work each day. By the end of our second year, I was able to walk away from corporate America for good and come home and be a full-time dad. So Advocare has allowed us the time freedom to be the parents that we want to be, to participate in our children's lives on a day-to-day basis, and to do something that we enjoy together each and every day. We get to wake up and we get to pour into others. We get to help other people with their health and help people build a business that helps them pay off debt and find that time freedom as well. And so I don't know what you're looking for right now, but the Advocare opportunity, the best is yet to come. As the official nutritional partner of Major League Soccer, with all of the bowl games out there, the Advocare brand and Advocare name of excellence is starting to reach the marketplace. But that means opportunity for you and for those whom you bring to the team as well. This business is a work program. There are no auto shifts. There are no monthly minimums. There's no sales quotas. But if you decide to set your goals on some income with this business, we have leadership and training that will help you attain those goals through hard work and perseverance. So I just want to thank you all for coming on and joining us on tonight's call. Get back with the person that brought you here, that invited you to hear more about what AdvoCare could be for you, and make sure that you ask them the questions that maybe we didn't answer here tonight. Hopefully this call has piqued some interest in you and maybe shown you a vision of what AdvoCare might be for you in your life. Thank you so much for coming on the call, and God bless.